Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
People waiting on Zechariah, and he couldn't say nothing now. God said, I'm going to shut your mouth so you can't say nothing until the time appointed, because you don't believe. But the angel had brought the word, the prophetic word, out of the heavens, and it hit a barrier there. It couldn't become a preceding word. It had to wait. But when he came to Mary, Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. And immediately conception took place. And the angel left. Because what? He brought the prophetic word out of the heaven and was able to deposit it right there without a bunch of issues. She conceived. And immediately she went into the hill country. Because they know the foolish, the carnal people, the carnal saints would say, hey, how you having a baby? It's up to the carnal folk. Right? Think about the rock in the hard place there. How you going to explain it? Well, you see the Holy Spirit. What? She went immediately into the hill country. Now I want you to see what happens immediately when she received that preceding word. She went into the hill country to spend time with Elizabeth, who was with child. And she was with child, but Zechariah still couldn't talk. Lord shut him down. He said, no, you ain't going to be able to talk till it's all over with. Yes. Till you are convinced in your spirit. Yes. And so as soon as she saw Elizabeth, she saluted her. Jesus. And the word of God says when she saluted Elizabeth, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. And the babe in her womb leaped. Yes. And John, who was in there, was filled with the Holy Spirit. Are y'all hearing? See, when the preceding word gets to you, God wants you to be a blessing. See, that started a whole movement. God was getting ready to take over. The kingdom had come. But somebody received that preceding word. When they opened their mouth, somebody else, the babe, leaped. That thing started to spread. John was there. Jesus was there. This thing was about to kick off. Because somebody received the preceding word. So God says, I put my word in your mouth to plant the heaven. When it's sown into the heaven, the angel brings it. Not only did it become a preceding word. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. I want to read that to you because it went from prophetic to proceeding. And then I'll show you what she said. It's Luke chapter 1. And starting at verse 38. I'll just read what I just shared with you. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Speaking to the angel, and the angel departed from her. Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias, the one who couldn't talk, and saluted Elizabeth. It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. She spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her of the Lord. So you have the prophetic word that was spoken 400 years earlier. The angel at the appointed time took that word out of the heavens and brought it down, and it became a proceeding word. But then Mary took it, amen, and began to speak it out, and then it became a word that was performed. Anybody ready to live free? Get me Philippians 1 and 6. I want to show you, just so you have scripture to base where you are and what you believe and what you are becoming and what is happening in your life. Base it upon this. It says here in Philippians 1 and 6, being confident, tell somebody, I'm confident of this very thing, he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Tell somebody, time to perform. Holy Spirit is performing a work in you. It was prophetic. It became proceeding. Now it's going to perform. It's going to be the word being performed in your life. Not you performing, the word performing. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Tell somebody, eternity is in my heart. And it is manifesting at its appropriate time. Do you see the process of living free? You have a responsibility in the face of adversity, in the face of darkness. I want to tell you this morning, many of us understand this, some already understand, God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And they won't be able to touch you. In the presence of haters, in the presence of jealous folk, envious folk, cruel, undermining, backbiting, it don't matter. God says, I prepare a table before you. Before you. In the presence, they'll be all around you. But I'm preparing your table while I'm preparing their demise for what they mean for evil. I mean for good. And I'm going to turn the tables on them. They'll roll a stone, but it's going to roll back on them. They'll dig a ditch, but they'll be the one to fall in it. So tell somebody, don't be afraid. God will prepare your way when they said it ain't no way. God will make time when they say you're out of time. I wish I had some real believers in here. God will make the impossible possible. Romans 8:28 says simply, for we know, and I'm reading the NAS Bible, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. God works all things together for the good He did not say all things were good. Amen. He'll work what the devil meant for evil. He'll take that thief. Amen. And what that thief did, that liar, he'll take what they did and work that together for your good. Hello? It may not feel good. It may not look good right away. But it's going to work together ultimately for your good. Because you love God. And God has a purpose in you. As a matter of fact, you are a purpose with an earth suit. You ain't trying to figure this out. You need to just, amen, yield. And know that you are covenant. Only authority in the earth is covenant authority. When the church truly wakes up to that reality, there's going to be a great shaking. Daniel chapter 10, I'll give you another example of this. Let's start with verse 1. I'm going to read a few verses here. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.